TJ Cotterill, who probably has much more information than we do here. He was at Peninsula and Stadium. We do know that, covering it for the News Tribune. How you doing, TJ?
Oh, just keeping warm. You keeping nice and warm and out of the rain and enjoying yourself?
I am. That's the one thing about the studio. I can set this thermostat to whatever I have, whatever I want to be. I don't have to be out there in the chilly cold with you. But you know what? Basketball season's right around the corner. You don't have to worry about outdoor weather for much longer.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking we could switch.
Okay.
You go out on the field.
There you go.
It's warm. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it gets it. Yeah, I know. It gets a little chilly out there on November evenings when you're out there
whiner.
for.
I apologize.
That's all right. That's all right. You were covering high school football, which was a labor of love for you. And tell us what happened between Peninsula and Stadium tonight.
Oh, Peninsula, I mean, just showed why this is a team that's been in the playoffs for the past 5 years, has been in the postseason the past 12. Beat Stadium tonight 44-21. Really pulled away in the second half, and the ground is where they really took off. I mean, nothing really big on the ground, no like big 50-yard runs, anything like that, but just rushed for 284 yards as a team to Stadium 71. And for Stadium, I know this community and that team really wanted to win tonight, especially because they had never been to the state playoffs in their school's history. This is their first postseason appearance, and what they could tell was more than 100 history of the school. So they're already making history at the school, and they were looking for more. And this is the second time these two teams have played, so a huge feat for Peninsula, for one, to beat a team twice in a season, especially a team that, like, Stadium had averaging more than 500 yards of offense coming into the game. The Peninsula just showed why an experienced program has kind of been here and done that. And Stadium, on the other hand, is took a big step this year, but obviously needs to take another step if it's going to kind of get to that level of Peninsula.
So not an upset, according at least to our final score.tv rankings. Did you have Peninsula ranked in your News Tribune rankings?
Well, we had them ranked last week because they were unbeaten going last week, and they lost to Timberline, first loss. Just weren't sure how to handle it because you just weren't sure how strong Southside Conference was. And so we put them just outside the top 10, and I think they fully deserve to be back inside the top 10, and especially with a win like this, and they're getting healthy. This is the first time they had Cameron Lewis, Kenny Easton, and Blake Cantor, the big three running backs in the backfield. Coach Philkins, he was very confident and optimistic about having all those guys back again next week and adding some more guys that back too, so they feel like they're at their strongest right now heading into the state playoffs.
Let's talk about some of the other schools down in your neck of the woods. I've got, looks like I've got Capital facing Ferndale. I've got Lincoln hosting West Seattle. I got Timberline hosting Oak Harbor, and Gig Harbor taking on Interlake. You got any info on any of those games?
Well, the Gig Harbor game is not going to be until tomorrow.
Okay.
Lincoln tonight beat West Seattle 54-22. We also had a Timberline, coming back to beat Oak Harbor 41-38.
Wow.
After trailing in that game. Lakes tonight beat Edmonds Woodway 21-14. Go back to state. Now, don't knock Lakes out because that's the team that was in the state semifinals last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now going back. And in 4A, we had a lot of big results. GK beating Kent Lake 48-14. Mount Rainier, I know your Mount Rainier season ending tonight 41-7 Skyline. Sumner, after a slow start, beating Glacier Peak 47-14. Woodinville pulling away at the end to beat Puyallup 45-20, and Skyview beating Olympia 38-27. Actually, a really big game tonight, Auburn Riverside Monroe. That game was tied 28-28. Auburn Riverside, another team, like we talked about, Stadium,
mm-hmm.
had never been to the state playoffs, but Monroe pulled away for a 48-28 victory, but very close for Auburn Riverside in that one. Eastlake beating Kentwood 49-0.
So what do the brackets look like in your mind as far as, I don't know how you've seen them and whether they can, whether in your mind you can kind of see who's playing who going forward, but do you have any idea and as far as some favorites in the 4A and in the 3A?
Well, in the 4A, I got to think that Sumner is still a favorite, especially after figuring some things out early in this game against Glacier Peak, to kind of pull away when they won 47-14 after a really close game last week against Emerald Ridge. I got to think that they're hitting their stride, and the team that's been super hot as of late is Graham Kapowson.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's averaging the most points in 4A, at least in the 4A SPSL was. And that's a team that's, like I said, really hitting a stride right now with their run game, with their pass game, their defense. mean, they've got it all. And I heard Foster Sorrell had an interception tonight. Not just an offensive lineman, top-ranked player, top-ranked offensive lineman in the nation. He can get picks, too. So shout-out to him.
Beautiful.
He's getting a pick.
Hey, TJ, always a pleasure, man. Round of 16 next week should be fun. You still got plenty of teams down there in the South Sound to cover.
We'll see you out there.
Sounds good. Thanks, TJ. It's TJ Cotterill from the Tacoma News Tribune.